Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeth. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeth, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Good morning on this kind of a cloudy, rainy, my co-host the other day said, January. Does it kind of feel like that today?
January.
Yeah, I've got the long sleeves on today. Yeah, not bad. We'll take it. How are you all doing? We've got a full house today. I'm Lynette, Dr. Samira Umeth in the studio. Of course, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Dan Nelson, our doctor. I don't want to say doctor of pain. He is our pain specialist. Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho.
Doctor of pain.
Right. Yeah. Yes, our pain specialist. Dr. Mixon, you always have a special name. The pain doctor.
But king of pain.
Yes, the king of pain. No, relieving pain from Pro Ortho. Right. So if you've been waiting with your, it hurts when I do this, Dr. Nelson is here.
Dr. Relief.
Dr. Relief.
Oh, yes.
Since I own Relief Factor. That works out.
Right.
It does work.
I put you to work for the Relief Factor Company.
That'd be fine.
There we go.
I don't want to get involved in a copyright infringement. Yeah. But that sounds great.
You heard it here first.
Well, he invited you and he gave you the title.
That's right.
Yes, Your Honor. He invited me.
That's right. So if you are having a, it hurts when I do this, doctor, we will discuss.
Tell you not to do that.
Maybe discuss why and some options. And let me go ahead and dive in, give that phone number, because we don't want you to wait until the last few minutes of the show. We want you to get in right at the beginning. So here is the number to call with your questions today. Of course, we are live in the studio, Leading Edge Medicine. Here's the number, 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. If you've been listening to the show for a long time and you're kind of shy about calling it, oh, don't be shy. Call in with your questions. We love it because you are part of our show. Absolutely. Okay, so Dr. Mixon, you were just about to tell us off air about something you're excited about. So why don't you
This is actually something he can talk about on air.
Okay.
Some of the stuff off air doesn't really.
That's right.
Some of it was just too politically incorrect.
There we go.
Even for me. I was just talking about a project I wish I could do.
Ooh, okay.
Obviously, longevity is a great interest of mine since I own the longevity clinics, and I've spent the last 25 years trying to make people live long, healthy, robust, joy-filled lives. And to that end, some of the things we know about, you know, weight loss, getting rid of the inflammation by getting rid of the fat, adding muscle mass because that increases the myokines, the healing factors to repair damage and grow brain cells, etc. And then the anti-senescent cell therapies, which, you know, we know in the animals, in the laboratory animals, increases lifespan and health span by about 36%, which is dramatic.
Right.
There's the rapamycin that seems to be dose-related. The higher the dose, the better the animals do. But it's got side effects such as raising blood sugar and raising cholesterol. And yet, despite that, they live longer, healthier lives with higher blood sugars and higher cholesterols, which is kind of interesting.
Indeed.
You know. And then the newest one, the taurine, which is a semi-essential amino acid. We don't actually use taurine to make any proteins, so it's not incorporated into our tissues, and yet it is a critical component for energy production, mitochondrial function, so on. And what we found first is that older people and animals all have low taurate. As we age, we drop our taurine levels, even though our diet hasn't changed. And when they give the taurine back to older animals, they extend their lifespan and health span about 12%.
Mm.
So, okay, so we've got 36% up to 20% with the rapamycin, 12% with the taurine. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had the funding to put together about 1,000 people between ages 50 and 70, you know, in that age group where they need intervention, and put some of them on each of those, and some of them on two of those, and some of them on all three of those, and monitor them along and see what the impact on both health and lifespan would be. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you're looking at about $5 million a year, and you probably need to do it for 5 or 10 years. So, you know, we're looking at a $25 to $50 million budget, assuming there's no inflation, which under the Biden administration has been 30% so far.
Yeah. Well, so, if somebody could...
That's
thanks,
this week.
Thanks, Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
If somebody could come up with a new formulation using all the things that you mentioned, then I'm certain some pharma company would be interested.
I've already thought of a sponsor.
Oh, oh yes?
Dr. Yeah. Nelson, yes.
Yes, you're going to do it for us?
No.
Oh.
It would not be me. I'm not the deep pockets person.
All right.
So Red Bull, you've heard of energy drinks.
Oh,
they
yes.
They have Formula One car. They'd sponsor all kinds of crazy stuff. So the money you're talking about would be loose change in their pockets for them.
Probably would be.
There you go.
And they, what's one of the essential ingredients in Red Bull?
Caffeine.
Taurine.
Sugar.
Taurine.
Really?
So,
obviously, I'm not the doctor here.
I'd be happy to reach out to him, Jerry.
Wow.
And say, hey, I don't know anybody there. I probably wouldn't get a call back. But
yeah. Well, the interesting thing is, you know, the Red Bull, though, has enormous amounts of caffeine and sugar.
Correct.
Which is not what we're after.
But I drink the non-sugar kind. Not okay. Not on a regular basis, okay? I'm not a Red Bull addict, but when I occasionally do.
Yeah. But I would point out that the energy compound that I came up with, which is primarily taurine again,
right,
with B vitamins and a very modest amount of caffeine, but with so it doesn't make you jittery, and no sugar, is a hell of a lot cheaper.
You're talking about Relief Factor Energy.
Relief Factor Energy.
Ooh,
or
yes.
We're going to rebrand and start selling as Go Factor.
Go Factor.
About August, that there will be a marketing push. We'll be calling it Go Factor at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, and you can adjust it. One pill, two pills, or three pills. And we all know this college kids will take five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Their math is a little different
than
ours.
Yeah, the recommended doses are
do
one,
not
two, or three.
But they'll take six.
Okay, so that means what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I mean, young and stupid is kind of a redundancy. It goes together. I know because I've been there.
Right.
Yeah. It was young and stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also had a hell of a lot of fun. So it works out all right.
And we are all still here to talk about it.
We are still here, though some of us are missing bits and pieces hither and yon.
I'm glad I survived to contribute to the gene pool.
There you go, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, in biology, the definition of a successful male is one who has contributed to the gene pool. And since I've had 9 children that I know of.
And your share.
And then some.
And the reason I can say.
That we know of. Not that we know.
But the reason that I can say that I know, those were with women I was married to. And then in medical school, I was a sperm donor.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. And I was in a catalog.
Oh.
And a surprising number of couples saw my picture and my history and, you know, IQ and stuff and decided they wanted to have my baby. So I sold a whole lot of semen in medical school, which means every time I go to Salt Lake City now, I see an especially attractive man or woman of appropriate age, and I say,
"Very tall,
wonder
with
if they're one
eyes.
Of mine." You know.
That could be mine.
Wouldn't it be great if somehow we could get a genomic family reunion
there you
going
go.
For Dr. Mixon?
Oh, boy.
That's right, yes.
I see a Hallmark, maybe not a Hallmark movie, but a movie in the
works. A movie
works
of
here.
Some sort, yeah. Not quite sure how we'd rate it.
Yeah.
But, yes.
All my children.
All my children, capital words. Yeah, so by that biological definition, I am a successful man.
Yeah.
So.
You have done your part. Okay.
Anyway. Tip of the hat to you.
Woohoo! Boy, all right. Well, we ask him about a project, and boy, he's got the information.
That's right,
so.
Yeah.
That's
no,
good.
No, I just, all I need now is somebody come over with about $5 million a year, and we'll get this done.
You okay, know? And if you're out there listening and you'd like to help contribute, then please give us a call.
That's
you
right.
never know.
Sure. If you got more money than brains, send it my way. We'll fix it.
We'll see what we can do for you. Oh, Leading Edge Medicine studio is packed this morning. Dr. Mixon, Dr. Dan Nelson, Dr. Umat, and you. And we've already got three callers on the line. Should we dive in this morning?
Every Saturday start is so unique.
Yes. I know.
I mean, and it was fun. We did an all-company kind of get-together this past week. And one of the questions asked of us by the staff in the clinics was, can't you tell us what you're going to talk about on the show so that we know, you know, when people call? And I said, I never know what we're going to talk about. How would I know? It's wherever the calls go, that's what
right.
we talk about.
Whatever the listeners are wanting, you
and
got the show.
Flits across my frontal lobes at the opening, that's what we talk about.
Well, you see, the thing is that the listeners learn more on the radio show than sometimes the clinic teams are aware of.
Yes.
So the listeners call in and they go, hey, I want that. And the team goes, say what?
I know.
Yeah.
And I understand why the team wants to know what we're going to talk about in advance, but we don't know what we're going to talk about in
right.
advance.
Right. Yes.
Our show prep is turning on the microphones and saying, right. somebody call.
That's right. And, yeah. and sometimes.
And that's what makes it so fun,
you
know, actually.
And sometimes, yes, despite my shaking my head at you, you just go ahead and say it anyways.
Woohoo!
I don't have much of a filter. I've got a filter, but I think it's kind of broken or bent.
There you go.
Dr. Umat, you need to take meeting notes and then send them, you know, disperse
right.
them out to all the providers or somebody.
And,
to ask
and
that.
I think we just tasked Lynette with that today.
Yes, I will send notes after the show. We can't do it before the show, but after the show so that they will know what to expect when that listener calls in and hears, say, hey, I'm a patient of longevity. I'd like to try the blah, 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 big word here. And then they'll know. They'll go, oh, yeah, Dr. Mixon talked about
equally common, week. It's, well, I'm not actually a patient of longevity, but I want.
Yes.
Sorry, folks. It's not a charity.
There you go. That's right.
Got to be in the club.
Okay, well, let's at least dive in with our first caller here, get the question.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Leading Edge Medicine. We're going to head to Tacoma today, and we're going to start our show today with A. Allie is on the line.
Hello, Allie.
Good morning, doctors. How are you doing today?
Oh, you
Wonderful.
Know, the scoundrels in charge find out how good we're doing, they'll tax it. So let's keep it a secret, shall we?
Okay. Oh. Me off guard. And I just need to finish up something.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go. Allie, I love it.
Okay, hey, Allie. Now,
just,
listen, this isn't Allie, this yeah, isn't no. Allie McGraw, is it?
So, this is live radio at its best.
It was Allie
exactly.
McBeal. That was the name
Allie
of that show.
McBeal.
Allie McBeal. I remember that. Okay.
Yes.
Cutest lawyer that ever lived.
Right. Oh, so, yes. Yeah. Have to
oh,
agree.
Boy.
All right. How can we help
okay,
you?
So here's the question. So for the past few days on maybe, you know where the anus is at.
I do indeed.
We'll say, exactly. So maybe we'll say maybe a half inch or maybe a quarter inch away from the actual opening of the anus. I've had a slight little, like, it almost looks like a pimple that wants to come out. It's just red, you know, but it's kind of itchy, and it will stay there for a few days, and then it goes away, and it's a little, it's not really painful. It's kind of maybe a little bit, but more of an itchy. What is that?
Well,
and I
you
get
have
it
to
maybe
realize-
once a year.
You have to realize we're the folks on the radio, and our ability to do an exam is somewhat limited, all right?
Well, I can show up at the – I can show up there.
Yeah.
I'll bring a big flashlight.
Yeah, let me give – okay, I'm getting this break single
yes.
signal. Okay, I can't tell you what it is. I can give you some possibilities, all right?
Yes, so, okay. Allie, you stay
exactly.
right there.
But we have to take a break.
Okay.
Okay, we got to do one about every 15 minutes, and we'll be back.
Okay. Oh, yes. And we'll talk. So stay there, Allie, and we'll talk more with you. This is Leading Edge Medicine. And here is the number to get through, just like Allie, 800-465-8770. We will be right back. Lynette with the most amazing doctors in the studio, taking your questions live today. Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Dan Nelson, Dr. Samira Umat, and on the line is Allie from Tacoma, talking about, is it hemorrhoids?
No. Let's find out. Hemorrhoids is not. That much I can tell you, because hemorrhoids would protrude from the anus itself.
Okay.
Okay.
They come out.
Yeah. The external, there's two sets of veins there, the external and internal veins, and basically hemorrhoids are varicose veins of the rectum.
Okay.
And so the external ones, the external ones are just come out around it like a little rosette, and then the internal ones actually protrude through from the inside. So, but this is a ways away. Are we talking about front, back, or on either side of the anus when you say it's about
I'll say on the side.
On the side, okay.
And it's like maybe a quarter of an inch, half inch away from the actual, opening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it almost looks like a pimple that's ready to pop, just like a little red thing, and it's kind of itchy and it bothers some, but then it goes away in a few days.
Okay. Well, and it may just be that very thing. I mean, it may just be a sebaceous gland,
an
oil secretion gland.
Glands around the anus?
Oh, you certainly do. You sweat down there pretty good, young lady.
I had no idea.
Have you ever noticed that with exercise, your underwear gets wet? It's not that you wet your pants, it's that you sweat down there.
No.
Okay.
I never perspire.
Okay. Well, I've heard as a young man that a lady does not sweat, she glows.
She glows.
There you go. Perfectly.
Okay. But sometimes they glow in their panties, all right? And so that can get, those glands can get infected with bacteria because, there's a lot of poop down there, which is bacteria loaded. And if it infects one of those glands, you indeed get a pimple. And then your immune system clears it up and it goes away. More serious than that would be a fistula. In which you've actually got a tear frequently caused by childbearing, in which has been trauma inside, and there's actually a little tunnel that forms between part of the bowel or the rectum out to the skin surface.
That would be very painful.
That would not only be painful, it would be very rare to occur once a year and only last a few days. That would usually be a recurring painful, and it might even open and drain and, have pus and stuff. So my guesstimate, just on the way you described it, is we've indeed just got a little gland, a sweat or an oil gland down there that once in a while gets little infection, and then your immune system clears it up and it goes away.
Okay, good.
That is good.
I was wondering.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Alec, you were wondering if it was a fissure. So what would the difference be?
Well, the
fissure
would be basically a tear.
A tear, okay.
That would be a little crack right at the anal verge.
Okay.
And once more, that's usually if somebody is constipated and has very large or very hard stool, they'll get a little tear there.
Okay.
And that'll form a fissure.
Very good. All right, Allie, is that helpful for you?
That answers my question. Thank you very much, doctors.
You're welcome, ma'am. Take care.
Thank you for calling Leading Edge Medicine. All right. We're going to take a ferry now over to Bremerton. We've got Bill on the line. Hi there, Bill.
Hi. I called a few weeks ago, and Dr. Mixon suggested I try the Knesset cell therapy. And my doctor put me on it. And I'm on my last three pills.
Okay.
Of the 9-pill dose. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you about a side effect that I've had from it, and that is I have horrible low back pains, and I never have low back pains.
Hmm. Yeah, that's unusual. That's actually not a very common side effect, and I'm surprised to hear that. The commonest side effect that we hear about are actually headaches. And I usually tell them, you know, take the pills at night to avoid the headache. Sometimes nausea, very occasionally just feeling sick, yep. One diarrhea. But other than that, back pain is new because, in fact, a lot of people report an improvement in their pain symptoms.
Yeah. You know, although the improvement usually occurs a week or two after they finish the therapy.
Yeah.
Because it takes a couple of weeks for all those senescent cells to die off and be replaced with healthier cells.
Well, people report, you know, an improvement in tolerance of exercise,
yes,
walking speed, mm-hmm, joint aches and pain symptoms get better, and that, as you're right, Jerry, it continues to improve over time. But experiencing back pain, is it only on the days you take the medication, or is it all the time since you've been taking?
Well, it's almost like I grit my teeth when I'm going to start my next, because I know it's going to come. It tapers off as I wait the 4 days. And of course, I swim. And when I swim, and like with any exercise, it seems to improve slightly, you know, just from the exercise.
Sure.
It's very good for my back. And but like I said, I don't have a bad back. I don't have, like some people, constant back pains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, it could be just an unusual adverse effect. I mean, one of the problems is that every therapy is going to have common things, and then there's going to be those uncommon things.
Right.
You know, common we define as anything that happens 10% of the time or more. But some things happen 1% or 1/10 of a percent. And, mm-hmm, you know, this is not something that we see commonly. But I certainly can't tell you that it's not related to the medication.
Indeed. Bill, would you do me a favor and send an email through customer service with your name? Maybe I'd like to go ahead and do a little deeper dive and give you a call next week, if that's okay.
I got a couple questions for Bill, if that's okay.
Dr. Nelson,
Dan Nelson here. Does the pain, you said it's associated with exercise primarily, or?
No. I said my swimming improves it. I'll go to the pool in the morning.
The pain decreases with exercise.
I feel the pain, and then I it does help to do my, it, not at first. At first, it's almost like it's causing me to not want to swim, but I continue doing it, and it gets a little better towards the end.
Is the back pain at rest without you doing anything?
Pretty much. I mean, obviously, if I lay down and just don't do anything, it's not horrid.
Right.
But
doesn't wake you up in the middle. It doesn't wake you up in the middle of the night, right? Does the pain ever wake you? That's a bit of a puzzler.
If I get up to go to the bathroom, I'm aware of it because I'm moving, and then lower back hurts.
I mean, you know, there are some medications and people do experience pain symptoms because of those medications. And so this is an unusual reaction. It is possible, obviously. So, I mean, I don't know what we can do about it, but I would love to maybe take another look and think about it a little bit more.
And the other possibility is it dose-related?
Exactly.
You know, might he be better to take, instead of 100 milligrams of lipsatinib, to do 50 milligrams for 5 days instead of 100 for 3 days?
Indeed.
You know, so, I mean, there are things we can do to work around it if it turns out that it is indeed medication-related. But, as I said,
I only have 2 pills left to go, so.
Sure. But again, this is not a once and done for the rest of your life process. You're going to start reforming senescent cells as time goes on.
I've had other patients where I have lowered the dose and been successful in them using the lower dose.
Yeah.
So it might just be that you're one of those patients that, for whatever reason, the back pain is a newer side effect, but for whatever reason, you tolerate a lower dose.
Mm-hmm.
So, as Jerry mentioned, the 50 milligram would be what I would suggest if you wanted to try it next time.
Mm.
I would say finish off this course since you're almost there anyways now. Have you noticed any improvement in anything?
A little bit of progress on weight loss. I think that was the original reason you know, and I don't need to lose a lot, I think this morning I weighed in at about 179, so that's good. Right.
Okay, good.
All right, yeah. Well, like she said, you know, send Dr. Umatta an email through the Contact Us. Give her your name and so on so that we can look up your medical record and she can do some research into seeing what's going on. Because once she's got access to your record, she can look at all of your laboratories and, you know, see what she may want to check out. Okay?
And now, where do I find this Contact Us?
You go to the website. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to the website.
lmclinic.com. Mm-hmm.
And then just hit the Contact Us, and an email will come up. And then just say, you know, Dr. Umatta asked me to call or to write. And the staff will sort that out and send it to her, and she'll take a look at your records and see what she can come up with.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Bill, for your call.
Bye-bye. Yeah, good luck, Bill.
I have a follow-up question to that, because one of my patients this past week, Dr. Mixon, is doing the senescent therapy through longevity and asked me, because they're going to have stem cell injections in my clinic, and is there a contraindication? What should we? And I said, well, I'll get a hold of Dr. Mixon. I'm seeing him this Saturday, so I'll ask him what he thinks of that.
You know, what I would recommend is that if he's doing the senescent cell therapy, I would not do stem cells for at least 2 weeks afterwards.
Perfect. Okay.
Because what you want to do is make sure the drug is totally cleared.
Right.
And that now his senescent cell load has dropped, because it tends to continue dropping for a week or 10 days after the last therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want the lowest level of senescent cells inhibiting those stem cells. And you sure as heck don't want to kill the stem cells with the dasatinib.
Right, right. I kind of figured that's what you'd say, but go to the source, right?
So, all right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, phone lines are open for you. Here is the number to call in, 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. And we will be back with a question for you, Dr. Dan Nelson, in just a moment. Dave, hang on the line. Medicine, Dr. Mixon. What was that song? I think you like that one, and you picked that one to start our show with.
Yeah, that is one of the
little country
music.
Yes.
Yeah, I tried to split 50-50 between male and female singers, just in the spirit of diversity.
There you go.
I know nothing about their race or their sexual habits, but I can recognize the difference in a man and a woman.
There you go, and good country
unlike
music.
Some of our Supreme Court justices who swear under oath they don't know the difference in a man and a woman.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, well.
Let's take another call. How about that? Okay, here is the number to get through. The phone lines are open for you at 800-465-8770. We have Dave calling in from Tacoma. Hi there, Dave. Good morning.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, folks. A lot of energy in there this morning.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. I think everybody took my energy product this morning.
Yes.
The timing is excellent also with Dr. Dan there.
That's true.
Dr. Dan, I was in your office. You remind me. Tell me, when did Sarah have her first baby? I was in there just before she took a leave.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a while back.
Yeah, it was a while back. I think that young man is Thomas's. I want to say he's like 8 years old.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that was the last time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? Well, anyway, so let me say I've been on the fence. I'm about ready to fall off on my knee. My issue is recovery on a total knee. And also, I've had kind of a little injection of knowledge. A dear friend just had a total knee 5 weeks ago, he was doing the best he's ever done on his second knee, got a horrible infection. Mm. He's now home with a regimen of 3 injections a day for 5 weeks. I hope he recovers. Mm. They had to reopen him for whatever reason. But, okay, so being in Kirkland is what was one of my issues. You haven't moved down to Tacoma, I understand. But
we have not made that move. Process, you're correct.
Yeah, okay. So my issue is, personally, is the recovery with the total knee, which interferes with my career of aviation. And anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks. Okay, so this other episode with my friend is another thing. But so I had inquired with someone down in the South End, and they had mentioned that they did not recommend PRP with me, but they did recommend the injections. They would do it. There was a figure of $4,000 that might last for me the rest of my life. It kind of got my attention, and so I called your office, and I had a very nice conversation with Jaxie, and she mentioned that I had to get a referral from my doctor. You have that now. I have not made an appointment, but can you kind of, is there anything new with your process, say in the 8 years what's the duration I could expect of the process?
Well,
my knee.
Right, Dave. Are you talking about like the regenerative medicine side, like the PRP and stem cell? Is that what you? Is this where we're going?
Yes.
Right, correct. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're still doing it and having amazing success overall. So, in fact, I just returned from the Tobey Conference down in Las Vegas, the Orthobiologics Institute. So I met people from all around the country who are doing the same thing, and Dr. Centeno from Denver was there. People from around the world, actually. So it was reassuring because it's like I'm pretty much doing.
See, before I found out you, I used to send my patients to Denver to help.
Yes, you did.
And then I said, well, wait a minute. Dan does it equally well, and he's here. Why would I send him to Denver?
Yes.
So the short answer is yes, we still do it. We continue to refine things just over time, and that's why. And then we keep just, like Dr. Mix and Dr. Umat, they continue to tweak things as they get more information and experience. So it's the same with us. So we're still doing it, still seeing remarkable results in people with joint pain. And so does that answer your question, Dave? I'm not sure.
Well, somewhat. Well, have you tweaked the price any?
Oh.
Yeah, it's going
up. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah. We have not. But you mentioned
which is amazing for 8 years. Wow.
But we do have the menu, right? So if the stem cell itself is a little bit too much to chew off at once, there's other options. So a series of PRP injections, less expensive, very viable for arthritis pain. So that's, something that might be more.
I wonder why they did not recommend PRP for me.
Well, here's the deal. In general, I've been doing PRP injections for over 15 years. It's very useful for tendonitis, ligament issues, things like that. I mean, that's the thing I reach for. If you have a lateral epicondylitis, tennis elbow, I mean, that's like the gold standard, has become the gold standard. In large joints, the success of PRP by itself, not so great, okay? So, and then stem cell came along about 8-10 years ago, for a clinic of our size where we could do it with, a point-of-care equipment. Mm-hmm. So it became much more feasible. So we incorporated that, and we've been doing it pretty close to 8-9 years now. So that is definitely, that's the top of line for. But we do a lot of PRP for arthritis because it is still very valuable.
Any
less
expectation on how long the process will last?
Yeah, it's variable. So I've had patients who've had it and are going on 8-9 years that they check on periodically. We are now tracking all of our patients. What's that?
Jaxie wasn't that optimistic, but not. I don't mean that in a negative tone. When that other doctor mentioned for life, that's quite a statement. And Jaxie said, you know, whatever, maybe a couple of years or could be whatever. She didn't commit. But
now somebody, if somebody tells,
I want to see you. This is I'm going to see you this time.
Yeah.
And that will be in the process. So I will come up there and risk my life to get there. Other than that, I would look forward to that.
And my policy in general in life and in medicine is under-promise and over-deliver. So, but I think anybody who's going to tell you that it's a lifetime deal, that's a bit of a stretch.
It depends on when you plan to die.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you want to give me a lifetime promise, you're making a 30-year commitment because I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Okay. Doctor, I look forward to seeing you. And thank you for being on the radio today.
Oh, it's a total pleasure. Thanks for the call, Dave.
All right.
I'll see you in the future.
Very good. Thank you, Dave.
But very interesting. Very few physicians will actually ever give a lifetime promise of something.
I know.
No, that's not a little.
Yeah.
This gentleman's voice tells me he's probably 80-ish. And since, so a lifetime, if you're using the statistical norms, five or six years.
Right.
And you can probably give him more than that.
There you go. And it was his friend he was talking about, and his friend could be older. So
And the friend, had an infection in his knee, which is a total disaster, and that's the big risk, with total joints.
Surgery,
once those get infected, you've got a real mess.
Wow. That's big. That's absolutely true. But even without an infection, the fact is the orthopedic literature says 20% of total knee replacements have an issue after. That's permanent.
Have chronic pain.
Chronic pain.
That's a big amount.
Chronic pain.
That's a big percentage.
Feelings of kind of foreign body sensations. So they lump these all in. And that's in the U.S. and that's around the world. The same thing. The orthopedic literature is consistent. 20% of total knee replacements, of which close to, 700,000 are done each year in the U.S. Most common surgery done in the U.S.
Wow.
So you think 20% of those have issues afterwards. And you know what the doctor says afterwards? I've done my job. X-ray looks good. You don't have an infection. Go see Dr. Nelson.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they do.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's just how it works. So I suffer from referral bias.
Yeah.
Yes. There is something.
Because you see the failures,
Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat, you know about referral bias.
We certainly do.
Indeed.
And I am against surgery because of that.
Well, back in my country, Dr. Days, I did a fair bit of major surgery. And I never had a serious complication or surgical death in 20-some years of doing major surgeries. But the reason is not that I was a wonderful surgeon. It was that when people had risk factors for failures and problems, I sent them to someone else, and I let them have the complication.
you chose carefully, right?
So if I was willing to do your surgery, it's because I was convinced you were one, perfect protoplasm, and you're going to recover just fine.
a little judicious cherry picking. Yeah. Nothing wrong with
that's
that.
That's exactly what I did. Yeah, listen, as the family doctor, if I had a problem, then the committee would jump all over me because, how come you didn't have the general surgeon do this?
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that,
because
I sat on those committees, and I sometimes watched doctors attacking each other over purportedly quality of care, and reality, it was often just somebody's bad luck.
Mm. Right. Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right. Those phone lines are open. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine today. We have three doctors in the house, Dr. Nelson, Dr. Umat, and Dr. Mixon. And on the phone from Arlington, June is with us. Good morning, June.
Good morning.
Hello, June.
How are you all today? You sound all happy and gay and just having a wonderful time there.
You know what?
Oh, yes.
Now, you used the word gay, and I love that context. When I grew up, gay meant happy, meant cheerful.
Yeah. Well, that's
had nothing to do with your sexuality.
Yeah. my middle name.
I'm it's about like your age, Dr. Mixon, so, you know.
Yes, so I'm all in favor of using the word in its proper context to mean happy, cheerful, upbeat.
There you go. So. And yes, we are today, June. How can we help you?
Well, I'm a patient at Longevity, and I'm also a patient at Dr. Nelson's. I saw him 2 weeks ago. He worked me in and gave me a shot, a cortisone shot for, I guess, my S1 or something. Anyway, it has not been working, so I'm on schedule to this Friday. Dr. Nelson, I'm going to see you again, and you're going to try the L4 and 5 or something like that.
Okay.
But meanwhile, I'm in great pain. And you gave me a prescription for gabapentin, 100 milligrams, and take three at night. Well, that worked for a few days, and then it didn't work anymore. So I went to four.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if that would be okay. But
that's totally fine.
It's still not quite enough, and I was wondering if I could go to five. I don't see you till Friday, and I'm hoping you've got a space this week that I could get in sooner, but I'm not sure. I'll find out.
I'm sure we could work in, June. We could do that. And you could definitely go up to five. This is a very conservative dose of gabapentin that we're giving you. So are you taking it at night primarily, the gabapentin, or are you
so that I can sleep.
Right.
But
right.
Sarah, when I did talk to Sarah, she said I could take it during the day if I'm not out driving or something.
Right. You can take it during the day.
That is easier. It's easier on my system than ibuprofen or Tylenol or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can take it during the day. It can make you a little dizzy. And make you a little tired and make you a little forgetful or fuzzy.
Yeah, kind of fuzzy.
A little fuzzy. Mm. But 100 milligrams is a pretty small dose.
Yeah, I have been taking one when I get up in the morning and then, like, say, around between 7 and 8. And then at 3 o'clock in the evening, I take one. But
that's
it's
totally
not
fine.
All that helpful. But it's.
Yeah.
But. So it's not affecting me in any way, being dizzy or foggy or anything like that.
Good. The gabapentin will not take the pain away. It'll kind of take the edge off. Mainly, I'm giving it, prescribing it to you, June, for sleeping at night because you need to get sleep.
Yeah,
gabapentin's pretty good for that, for people who have pain.
Yes.
So, but we'll work in. Okay, do me a favor though. Can you call us on? I guess the staff decided to take Monday off, Juneteenth. So
Juneteenth.
Okay.
So, but if you can call us Tuesday, us Tuesday morning, and we'll Sarah and myself, we'll get you in and get this thing taken care of. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Nelson. Don't let your staff talk to our staff.
No.
Oh, is that
right? Working.
Father's Day Monday.
Oh.
Juneteenth. Okay. Yeah. June, thank you for your call.
Thanks, June.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Look forward to seeing you.
Good luck, June.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Very good. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're back with Karen and Diane with more questions for the doctors today. Leading Edge Medicine, and there's room for you too. Here's the number. It's 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We will be right back.
Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartache. And the winner loses all.
Oh boy. This is your music, Jerry?
This is my music.
I love this one. I used to play this long time ago.
Yep.
Love that. Woo! Okay, Leading Edge Medicine. Good morning. I'm Lynette. Dr. Samira Umat in the studio. Dr. Jerry Mixon with his cowboy hat on with the cowboy music. Not quite.
I didn't wear my boots today.
That's no, true. You did not. And Dr. Dan Nelson of Pro Ortho in the studio as well, answering your questions. And we have room for you. We're going through lots of calls this morning. We hope to continue. We still have another hour and 11 minutes. 800-465-8770. Before we get to the next call, Dr. Umat, there's a special day coming up regarding the gallery test. That is next Saturday, June 24th, at our Kirkland office. Why don't you tell us about that?
That's right. Well, every day is a special day in Kirkland.
Well, yes, of course.
But with regards to gallery now, longevity patients can get that test on any day. But because we've been talking about it and there were a lot of questions, we opened it up to listeners of the radio show that are not longevity patients. And if you want to take this option and draw longevity labs, we will offer that as well. And they're heavily discounted from the usual $600 to $250. So if the gallery test is $1,250, if you want to do longevity labs at the same time, it will be $250, so $1,495. For a full panel and a one-hour review with the doctors is happening on June 24th.
That's next Saturday.
At the Kirkland Clinic by appointment only. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I'm very, very grateful. The calendar is filling up. There are just a very few slots left. So if you are interested and you've been putting it off, I would say don't put it off any longer because the date is just coming up. And we would love to see you. We would love to have you. And just call our clinic and book that appointment. The thing is, with gallery, you are putting your mind at ease because it detects early markers for cancer, 50 different types of cancer. It is the only test available worldwide that will do so many cancer screenings. So we will continue to do our PSAs. We will send you for your mammograms. It will not stop you from doing other investigations that are offered under your insurance umbrella. But science and technology have advanced, and there are tests that will pick up early markers for different types of cancers that are currently either not picked up or picked up so late that they can't do much about it. So if you have a family history, a personal history, if you're worried about anything, if you're declined therapy somewhere else, you're not a longevity patient, this is an opportunity for you to come to the clinic. We will ask you a few questions. You'll fill out the questionnaire. We'll draw your blood, and one of my doctors will call you back and let you know what your test result is. And if with that you have any inkling or interest in longevity, then, you know, come on by, do the longevity, take advantage of that $250.
Oh,
my
yes.
goodness, what do you get for $250 today? But we will do our whole longevity panel. You'll get 1 hour to spend with the doctors. They will explain the test results to you. And then if that resonates with you, or if you detect something there that you had not known about and you want to change your future, then you can go ahead and become our patient, and we will help you and hold your hand through the rest of the journey as long as you are a patient.
Okay. And here's a quick question, Dr. Umat. For the gallery test only, does somebody need to fast before
no,
that?
No, they don't.
Not for the gallery. Now, if they are also doing the longevity test, do they need to fast for that?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So if you're doing both tests, yes, you need to fast.
Correct.
If it's gallery only, you do not need to fast. Okay.
Correct.
We had a listener call in for that question. Hopefully that's clear for you. And here is the number to call if you are interested in getting that. It's only a week away. Maybe you now know your schedule a bit better. That's happening 1 week from today, Saturday, June 24th, from 9 until noon at the Kirkland Longevity Office. And we have somebody answering phones right now, and they could take your information and get you on the schedule. Here's the number. It's 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG to schedule your gallery test. All right. More calls on the line. We have Karen calling in. Karen is calling from Kirkland. Hi there, Karen.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I have a question for Dr. Mixon. I had thyroid cancer about 30 years ago, and they took my thyroid out. And for the past 20 years, I've been on the same dose of Synthroid, 0.175. So I guess I guess I'll just read my my question is a TSH level. Recently, in March, I went for my annual blood work, and it was 0.53. The doctor, actually, it's not a doctor. That's the problem. Since for the last year, all the doctors have been leaving the clinic on that. So I had a nurse practitioner, and he said, wow, that's dangerously low. So that's 0.53.
No, it's not.
So in 2022, it was 0.597. 2021, it was 0.752. Before that, 0.647. And no doctor has ever said anything. So all of a sudden, he got scared and said it's so low. He said to change my dose or actually keep the dose to take. Go ahead, sorry.
I say he's wrong. I'm sorry.
Right, but that's what I'm thinking. And now it's 2.40 because he's making me take the dose 5 days a week instead of 7. And now it's 2.40 and I'm kind of nervous because we don't want cells to form. And I asked him, please refer me to an endocrinologist in your clinic. No answer.
Okay. The, quote, normal range for a TSH is 0.4 to 5.4. That's a wide range, all right? So if you're 0.5 something, you are at that lower end of the normal range, but you are within normal.
And you've been around there forever and a day.
Yeah, and you've been there for years and years and years, and you've had no adverse effects, and I would not mess with it. With a TSH of 2, it says that the amount of thyroid in your system is lower. Your pituitary gland is looking at that and saying, hey, I need the thyroid to work harder. And so it's kicking out more TSH, more thyroid-stimulating hormone, trying to stimulate your non-existent thyroid. All right. At that level, you will find that it is easier to gain weight. You may run out of energy. Your thinking may not be quite as clear. I don't see a reason. I mean, the doctor may have looked and found something on your exam or your history that I'm not aware of, because all I know is a little bit you told me. But based just on what you've told me, I don't see any reason to reduce the dose.
Yeah, you know, we look at a couple more markers. We look at free T3 and free T4. They are important. They do guide us in our decision-making process. But the most important thing is the patient sitting in front of you. And if the patient is asymptomatic, you know, the medication that you've used for a long time, I would not lower it just like that. Dr. Mixon mentioned all the potential side effects, weight gain, foggy thinking, increased fatigability, dry skin, hair loss. And those are very common as we get older. And in fact, from the AMMG conference, they're keeping patients a little bit lower than I would dare to. But nonetheless, they have evidence that shows that patients perform better. Yeah. So you're, again, it comes back to the same thing. You're treating the patient sitting in front of you. You're not treating their numbers. So you need to ask the right question. Well, how are you feeling? You've been at this dose for a very long time. I wouldn't lower it just because a lab value looks scary to somebody who's not seen other similar patients or your numbers in a while.
Okay. Does that answer? Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you so
ma'am.
Much, both of you doctors, and I'll work on trying to find a doctor fast. Thanks.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Sure. Okay. Bye bye.
Good luck to you. Okay.
Thank you, Karen.
This comes back to my old military academy simile. You know, the lowest ranking person in the class at the Naval Academy of Annapolis is called the anchor.
Yeah.
And at the West Point, the Army Academy, the lowest ranking person in the graduating class is called the goat.
Yeah.
And in medical school, the lowest ranking person in the class is called doctor, just like the guy at the top.
Yeah. You know, yesterday I was doing a CME, and it was talking about PSA values and new guidelines. And I was horrified to read them, but nonetheless, they are becoming national guidelines, which are not to detect, not to test early, not to test in the 50 to 70 age range, and not to test past 70 at all, unless there's a risk factor. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you would miss so many cancers. As a screening test, the whole purpose is to pick up things early. Mm-hmm. And if you're denying this test to your patients.
To 50-year-olds?
Yeah, 50 to 70-year-olds, and then not to do it past 70 at all. And I'm thinking, what is the thought process? I mean, obviously the thought process is money, but it doesn't make medical sense.
No, it doesn't. But you have to remember that these are driven in large measure by the insurance industry.
Yes.
And their goal is to collect premiums, not pay claims. Yeah. They want to provide as little care as possible and still stay out of court. Mm. And so if it doesn't, and so be, if it becomes a national standard, you can't sue them for it.
I know.
You didn't do the test. You didn't find the cancer. He died. Oh, well, we followed the standard of care. And it just sucks.
Right. It does, because they're starting to decline MRI scanning. And it was just so frustrating, you know. It just doesn't make medical sense.
No, it doesn't. But then, you know, we treat the patients. We work for the patient. We don't work for the insurance company.
Right.
Therein lies the difference in us and most clinics now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. And we're going to talk a little bit more about our clinic, Longevity, as soon as we come back from this break. Stay right there. This is just hour number one. We have one more hour for you today on Leading Edge Medicine. And here is the number to get through. Phone lines are open for you at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Diane, we'll talk with you in just a few minutes, too. Stay right there.